Welcome into the Hateful Hitman Fantasy Football Podcast. My name is Chris Strasbaugh. College edition this evening, Sunday night, December the 8th. Didn't want to try to cram it all into one show later on in the week. You heard the war chant at the beginning of the show. That lets you know FSU's got a new head man in town, Mike Norvell, out of the University of Memphis, is the new head coach at Florida State. I'm going to talk about that first, obviously, because let's face the facts. I'm pretty excited about this. Okay, I didn't know much about this guy until about the last week. I did some research, started doing some legwork on the internet. That's that thing, the www dot stuff. And got some background on this guy. Sat down yesterday afternoon, watched the entire Atlantic or the American Conference Championship, excuse me, between Memphis and the Bearcats of Cincinnati. And you could just tell that team is well coached. Now, granted, I only watched one game, Memphis. I didn't have to watch a whole lot because if you look down at the bottom right, when it shows the scores of the teams that are playing and stuff, if you look down underneath the score in the bottom corner there, it shows a win and loss. And when you see 11-1, okay, and then you do a little research, and Memphis was playing in like its third straight conference championship, and they was able to bring it home for Coach Norvell last evening and get him a championship win on his way out to Tallahassee. That got me excited. At noon today, Seminoles.com, 24/7 Sports, there was all kinds of live feeds at the press conference where Florida State announced Mike Norvell as the new head coach. After listening to him speak, and, you know, not only I think he's going to be a fantastic coach, I think he could be a politician. Because the dude gets you excited. He gets you riled up, and he gets your blood pumping, okay? And you can tell he's passionate about what he does, you know, as a head football coach. Never once, and I'm going to say this with 100% honesty and sincerity, never once, and trust me, folks, I watch a lot of coverage on Florida State. I'm talking press conferences in the week, practice reports, coach interviews. I'm all over that. Never once in the past 2 years did I ever feel any sense of excitement watching Willie Taggart give an interview. Never did I get any excitement watching him coach a game. Last night when I was watching the American Championship, I was excited and rooting for Memphis to win. Not just because that guy was coming to my school to coach. No. I was excited because those kids play with a different mindset than anything I've seen at Florida State in the past couple of seasons. After watching the press conference, I watched all of it. I listened to him answer the questions. If you haven't watched it and you're just a fan of college football, go find it. You can actually go to it on my Facebook page. You can find it all over Twitter. Watch the press conference. The guy is passionate, and I love the passion he's bringing to Florida State. The one thing that I can say that really caught and stuck with me, Norvell said, "I do not expect you." He said he met with the players before he met with the media. He said, "I do not expect you to trust me yet." Told the media the same thing. "I don't expect you, boosters, fans, faculty, I don't expect you to trust me yet, but I would like the chance to earn your trust." I was never really hyped about Matt Rhule, PJ Fleck. I would have been happy if it would have been Bob Stoops, okay? Just because, you know, he's been in the situation before. He's coached in big games. He has a lot of experience under his belt. But after watching Mike Norvell, he's a younger guy, 38 years old, okay? young, energetic, brings a level of excitement just in his press conferences Willie Taggart only dreamed of bringing. I'm already excited for what this guy can do for FSU in the future. Now, it is, without a doubt, going to be an uphill climb, and he even said this in his press conference. He said, you take one day at a time, it's baby steps, but in the end of the day, you want to get back to the level that this school is capable of competing at. And that's what we all want. Okay, and I see a lot of negativity, you know, on social media and Facebook, Twitter, even Instagram. A lot of negativity towards this guy already. Hasn't he just got into town today? All right. A lot of people are making this a race thing. Okay, they're saying they fired Taggart because he's black. For crying out loud, people. Let it go. The dude was not the right fit for this program. Okay, he didn't get the job done. And I'm going to tell you, as sure as I'm sitting here watching Ryan Tannehill light up the skies tonight for the Tennessee Titans, if Mike Norvell struggles the way that Willie Taggart did in two seasons, he's going to be gone as well. Give the guy a chance. He's very passionate about being at Florida State. I love what he brings. He said he's going to turn everything around, starting with special teams. He brought Memphis out of the dark ages, and they are one of the top programs in special teams. He says it's not just offense, not just defense, it's special teams. And the things that he's done, okay, look at some of the guys he's put in the NFL in just the past couple of years, okay? Tony Pollard, Darrell Henderson, Anthony Miller from the Bears, okay? Those three guys had fantastic college careers, not playing in the NFL. Okay, if you watch that game last night, he had a wide receiver, check this out, a wide receiver, a senior transfer wide receiver, listed as a wide receiver on the depth chart, because I had to look it up, playing tailback, using his abilities wherever the case may be. He was lined up in the backfield with a two running back set, wide receiver carrying the ball out of the backfield, and other times catching the ball at wide receiver. Okay, utilizing this player's potential all over the field, which speaks to his passion for special teams. Utilizing players where they're best at. Maybe you're a wide receiver, but you know you're going to play tailback because you can carry the ball. You're big, strong, physical, and we're going to use you there as well. I was really impressed with watching that one game from Memphis last night. I really was. I was rooting for the guy. Okay, everything I've seen on social media from Memphis's faculty, the report that the school released, wishing him well in Tallahassee, wishing his family nothing but the best, every media outlet in Memphis rooting for this guy. Not one bad thing have I seen yet. And if you find something bad on this guy, send it to me at HatefulHitman. I'd be happy to read it and discuss it. Because up until just a few days ago, you know, I'm learning all about this guy. But so far, first impressions say the loudest things. His press conference spoke volumes. Got you excited already for Florida State next year. We got a long way to go. Long way to go before we even get there. But I'm excited for this hire. I like the guy. I think he's going to be the perfect fit at Florida State. Moving on, today the selection show for the college football playoff, New Year's Six, and other bowls met and was released. The semifinals for the actual Final Four of college football was released. You're going to have LSU versus Oklahoma December 28th in the Peach Bowl, and you're going to have Ohio State versus Clemson same day, 8 o'clock, in the Fiesta Bowl in Glendale, Arizona. Now, I'm going to touch on this. And last night on my podcast page on Facebook, I got a lot of chatter from several different people about the game. If you turn on the Buckeyes game around here and you want to talk about the Buckeyes, you're going to get plenty of feedback to talk about. So it was very interesting when Wisconsin jumped out to the big lead, okay? And And you kind of got the sense, and I even said this, and look, I'm not a conspiracy theorist guy. I'm really not. Okay, but it really seemed to me like Ohio State was just kind of cruise control in the first half. Okay, like they were, you know, we're gonna cruise control this thing. Then we're gonna turn up the heat in the second half, and really just blow Wisconsin out of the water. And, you know, and for the first half, it was kind of like they was almost, you know, allowing Wisconsin to gain a sense of security, and then all of a sudden they just come in the second half and just crushed them because they were a completely different team. It was like, okay, yeah, we're down now. Now we have to play. Okay, there was a particular play that I'm talking about in the first half where Justin Fields was sacked, and he dropped straight back. Okay, the D lineman came through. Fields turned his back to the offensive line, and the guy wraps him up by the ankles and just takes him down. To me, it looked as fake as a professional wrestling move. Okay, it looked like it was just, he went down and it was just like, eh. And then there was a couple of passes at the end of the first half where the guy was wide open, and I swear he missed the dude on purpose. I'm not a conspiracy theorist guy, I'm really not. But was it a ploy for Ohio State to play lower a little bit and then turn it on in the second half to really boom and eye pop the committee to see they could come roaring back, you know, from 2 and 3 scores down and come roaring back, you know, and beat the team and win it and really just, you know, make that push for number one? Because I'm going to tell you, that defense, the first drive of the second half for Ohio State, looked like it was completely different players. And Wisconsin held in there. They did. And I'm going to be honest with you, I didn't watch the whole game. Because as soon as Ohio State came back and took the lead, I was done with it. Okay, because I knew right then, my sister, we were messaging back and forth with several of us on the Facebook page. And Janelle, if you listen to this, thank you for listening. And I do appreciate you being a Buckeye fan, even though there's something wrong with that. But it's like that team woke up. It was a different team. And the whole entire momentum swung. And I knew. I had said it on Facebook. I knew. I never really had a doubt anyway they was going to beat Wisconsin because they beat them pretty handily, you know, in the regular season. So, you know, Jonathan Taylor had a fantastic game for Wisconsin, and the quarterback played well enough, you know, but Ohio State's just a better team, just a better football team, really, really all around at every position except for maybe the running back position. And I don't care if I get some pushback on J.K. Dobbins. I think Jonathan Taylor is a better running back than J.K. Dobbins. But everywhere else, okay, you got Olave and Victor at wide receiver, they're better. Fields is better than Cone, or however you pronounce his last name. Okay, the defense is definitely better. You know, so you can't expect what the one thing that they do have better, which is Jonathan Taylor, to carry a team like that against a team like that. So I never really had any doubts that Ohio State was going to win this game. So, yes, I bugged out early and because I knew Ohio State had this game in hand. I still have 3 bullets left in the gun. One of those 3 teams needs to take out Ohio State. I don't care who it is at this point. I just want them to lose. Clemson gets their chance first. And we'll say this. The ACC is definitely down this year. Okay? Because when the best that you've got to put out of the Coastal against Clemson in the Atlantic is the Virginia Cavaliers, 24th ranked in the country, okay, 9-4. And that's the best you can do. Okay, Clemson non-challenged in this conference this year. The one game you can look at and say, well, they could have hiccuped was North Carolina when Mack Brown decided to go for 2 instead of kicking the extra point to tie it. Mack Brown ran a stupid play, which I was all for going for 2 and beating them. Heck yes. But the play call was just dumb. That was their only hiccup. They smoked the rest of the field. Clemson's head and shoulders the best team in the conference. It's not even close. So, Ohio State may have an advantage because they are more battle-tested and have played in tougher games, especially over the past five, six games, going back to Wisconsin, Penn State. They've played some tough ones. At the beginning of the season, the front end of the season, they were real weak. And I was questioning, you know, well, they haven't played anybody. They've beaten Northwestern and, you know. But at the tail end of their season, they've had tougher opponents. And this may have galvanized them and hardened them enough to where they can handle a team like Clemson. But what Clemson brings to against Ohio State that Wisconsin doesn't is matchup problems. Okay, because their offense is just as nasty, and probably even nastier than Ohio State's. Defense, they lost a bunch last year, but good enough. Okay? They've got two or three fantastic wide receivers. Okay? They've got maybe top three, four running back in the country with Travis Etienne. We won't even get into the quarterback comparison yet because that's for another day. But Trevor Lawrence is a fantastic quarterback, and he's gotten hot when they've needed it. You can't call it an upset because Clemson is the defending national champion. Okay, I also said in a tweet earlier this morning, it doesn't really matter what number you get. Okay, one, who cares if you're one? Who cares if you're four? As long as you're one of those numbers. Okay, it doesn't matter who you play, you're getting a tough, quality opponent. Okay, now I do feel Ohio State and Clemson have the tougher road to the championship. Because I think LSU can just smoke the Oklahoma defense. But it's going to be a shootout, I think. I think that Oklahoma is going to put up some points and make this game very competitive. And I also believe that at the end it's going to be LSU winning against Oklahoma. Pretty confident in that. Okay, I'm also pretty confident that Joe Burrow just won the Heisman last night. And he is having a fantastic season, you know, on LSU's way to the national championship. But they have work to do, okay? There's Jalen Hurts, CeeDee Lamb. That's not just a flash in the pan offense. That offense is good, okay? But they can be susceptible to the defense. It's Big 12, okay? Big 12 defense traditionally, not fantastic. And, you know, you can put points up on them. And I think they're going to struggle against LSU. Clemson, Ohio State, definitely going to be the better of the two semifinal games. So, I'm not as confident in Clemson's chances to beat Ohio State, and I'm not confident in Ohio State's chances to beat Clemson as I am LSU to handle Oklahoma. But we've got several weeks to talk about that before these games kick off. I'm looking forward to it. It's the end of the college football season. You know, now we wait, okay? The bowls have been selected. Now these kids are going to get a little bit of time to rest, okay? Get a little bit of time to rest, time to heal, and also time to get a little rusty. Most of these games, traditionally, first quarter or so, teams look a little rough, okay, because they've been off so long. So some of these games, you know, not great. But the big-name teams with big-name players show up when it matters most, and you're going to have some good bowls, just like we always do. I'm excited about this college football playoff. I think the four teams, I think the committee got it right. It was a little hard to screw this up, okay? It was a little hard because Ohio State came back and won. They didn't have to worry about a one-loss issue. Utah took their name out of the rankings when they lost, okay? Georgia lost, put them out of it. Bama had already lost. So pretty easy this year as opposed to other years that the committee got it right, and it probably really wasn't all that difficult for them to decide. Anyway, that's my take on that. Welcome in Coach Norvell to Florida State. I hope he's way better than the other guy. Can't wait to see what he does. Looking forward to the college football playoff. Wanted to jump on here for a minute, talk a little bit of college football, get you guys ramped up for the college football playoffs. Have a good rest of your evening. My name is Chris Strasbaugh. You can find me on Twitter at Hateful Hitman. You can find the show on Podbean, Stitcher, Spreaker, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and now available on Apple Pod. Go to Apple Pod, find the show, 5-star review. I'd appreciate it. Hit me up on Twitter. Let me know that you did it. Have a great evening. See you Tuesday on The Hitman Show.